of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, we heard some perspective on why regional cooperation might be especially advantageous to Chicago and how it might take place. Growth and the regional economy are also on the mind of leaders in and around Milwaukee. Chris Abley has only been on the job as Milwaukee County Executive for 2 months, but as he deals with the challenges of the current economic reality, he says he is indeed looking to the South as part of the solution. Chris Abley is with us in the studio now. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be on Lake Effect.
What do you think Milwaukee County's attitude towards its southern neighbors, Racine, Kenosha, should be? Is the county in competition with them, or is it more of an alliance?
I think it's an alliance, and I think it's an alliance that can grow. I had a great meeting just yesterday with Dan Vrakas, who's the county executive in Waukesha. I just recently met the new county executive in Racine. And in both cases, great meetings, and everybody, I mean, not just me, but they were very eager to explore any opportunities to collaborate. Nobody was thinking about boundaries. We're all thinking about, hey, how can we help each other?
Well, so. What are you hearing from them? What are the kinds of things that are on their minds that are similar to I mean, obviously, Milwaukee County is a behemoth compared to Racine and even to some degree Waukesha County.
Sure. Well, I mean, there's some issues that we're all facing. You know, the broadest category obviously is budget. Everybody's dealing in cuts with shared revenue and a lot of the reimbursement funding that comes out of Madison. And we all understand, you know, the need for austerity. But in the good news is when everybody has to look, when there's that pressure to look for more efficiencies, they're a lot more open to looking beyond their borders to do it. I've yet to experience anybody in elected office who didn't strike me as well-intended, thoughtful, and very open to partnerships in the other counties.
I guess the other question is there some ancillary benefit to Milwaukee County if a company chooses to locate in, say, Racine County?
Well, sure. I mean, we know, for instance, the art museum, the parks, a lot of our attractions, our cultural assets here can tell you, and they're all much better about tracking this sort of information now than ever, that a big percentage of attendance comes from outside Milwaukee County. And that's, you know, I mean, whether you're at Miller Park or the Bradley Center, you know, the art museum, the public museum, Betty Brin, you know, or Bradford Beach the other day, which seemed to have everybody in the county, you know, you're drawing people from all over.
Do you think, though, at some level, should there be some kind of aim of the county to help keep employees of Milwaukee County companies living in Milwaukee County? Does the company lose – does the county, rather, lose out when people work here and then leave at the end of the day?
Well, the county will always work, as long as I have anything to do with it, hard to draw, attract, and attract as many businesses, jobs, and people living who work at those jobs into the county. I mean, that's part of the job description. But I don't see, again, the surrounding counties as competitors in that. I see them as potential allies. And I think if we work together and market ourselves, I mean, much in the, you know, the M7 has done some great work, and I think there's a lot to expand on there, on the sort of working together to market the region.
Well, and let me ask you that. Do you think Milwaukee County has done a good enough job in marketing itself, or is there room for improvements?
I think there's always room for improvement. As I like to say, I'm the most unapologetically proud Milwaukeean you'll find. And one of the things I'm excited to do, among other things, is certainly where it helps to recruit businesses or, you know, even people who are thinking about doing a conference, you know, at the district here. Is to tell people outside the county and outside the state with pride everything that's fantastic about this region. I mean, the things that we can be incredibly proud of, a world-class park system, you know, crime that's been declining for, you know, how many quarters in a row now, an incredible travel infrastructure. I mean, there's so many quality of life things. There's incredible people. Hardworking, low labor turnover, low absenteeism, low credit default, high volunteerism. I mean, those are good markers for people. And as somebody who's proudly lived here for a long time, and as you know, I mean, you can see it when you talk to people. I mean, people work hard. It's a great place to live and bring up a family. And I think the thing we can work on is being more aggressive in telling our story, not being afraid.
When we spoke at the forum shortly before your election, mm-hmm. one of the priorities you talked about doing if you were elected was to go and basically assess the state of each of the various county departments. Mm-hmm. Let me get your sense for the state of the county's Economic Development Office. It is currently, if I'm not mistaken, without a permanent director. What is the state of that office, and what are you looking for in an economic development director?
Well, like everything else, you know, at the county, and this is anytime you take a new position, you know, a big part of the early step is assessing who's there, where do you have talented people, and there's plenty at county. There were a lot of openings, and we're working quickly, and there'll be a lot of announcements coming quickly on that. Literally in the next couple of weeks. But economic development is something I'm really excited about. The county has been present, in the sense of somebody raising their hand in the middle of a vote saying present. But I don't think we've been as much of a player as we could be. I think we have a huge opportunity, and there's some things coming up that I think that I'm pretty excited about. But the goal is just this: to be much more proactively connected with the MMAC, with the M7, with the business community writ large, not to be reactive, to be proactive, and to do absolutely everything we can to help improve the conditions around which we can create jobs and businesses, and be more responsive to do that, but even to have the economic development position present in the discussions of all the projects. So anytime we're looking at any project, there's always one voice that's going to be thinking, hey, is there a way this can be leveraged to help create more jobs? That's something I'm excited about.
Obviously, one of the key questions is the future of the Land in the Park East corridor. But what are the opportunities you see for the county's more southern areas?
Well, sure. Obviously by the airport, the Aerotropolis is, I think, a fantastic opportunity. There's already been some great planning and strategy there. But we've got an airport that just had, now its 20th month of record use. And it's an incredible asset we have. And I think the opportunity to develop around it, whether it's the 440th there, which, now there's space, there's land, there's buildings. And development that's sort of marketed around an easy transportation infrastructure that's much more convenient to our friends to the south there. O'Hare can get a little hectic.
Along the transportation lines, the future of transit is still in question with potentially significant cuts again to the Milwaukee County transit system. Realistically, is there going to be a way to get people to jobs that might someday exist in places like Franklin and Oak Creek, which are already not especially well served by public transit?
Well, anytime we can provide more options for people to get from where they live to where they work, I'm all for it. And as you know, I've spent a lot of time working on just this issue. We sent a letter and have spent some time in Madison, representing not just, the county, but, the mayor, Mike Lovell is the new chancellor at UWM, Greg Thorne at MPS, Tim Shee from MMAC all signed it just saying, to joint finance, the chairs and the governor. Look, we've got a budget that is adding a lot of funding for highway builders. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau just estimated that the transportation fund is going to have a surplus of $28 million. $14 million. Half of that surplus would mean no cuts to transit for the whole state, for the whole budget. And right now, 36,000 people take the bus in the Milwaukee County transit system from where they live to where they work. That's not the whole ridership. That's just who's using it to get to work. We need, we all want to be a partner in job growth, but it's a lot easier to do job growth when you're making it easier for people to get to work, not harder.
Is there something the Milwaukee County executive can do to foster a relationship with Chicago? And should we be hitching our wagon more strongly to Chicago at all?
Well, I'm always going to look for any opportunity I can to advance the interests of Milwaukee County, and it's foolish to limit the avenues that might provide that opportunity. Working at the foundation, we did a lot of environmental policy work, and in the course of that, I had the opportunity to work with Mayor Daley on a number of occasions, and I think there's plenty. You know, that's something I'll take any opportunity I can, if nothing else, at a minimum, to get clear on, you know, sort of mapping the players and the businesses that are reevaluating their location, thinking based on the sort of changing tax climates between Illinois and Wisconsin. I mean, anything we can do around the differential to sort of encourage people to come up to where the nice people are,
we'll take advantage of. And I wonder if there's a bit of marketing that needs to be done. I mean, it's very easy to imagine how Milwaukee could benefit from a relationship with Chicago, but maybe there's a little more selling, if you will, that needs to be done to convince people in Illinois why Milwaukee should be important to
sure.
them.
Sure. Much lower cost of living, you know, incredible parks and arts, convenient travel, direct flights to all sorts of places, great arts and sports, a world-class park system, and, you know, the 20% of the world's fresh water that we're also on the shore of, the shore that we have is parks, and it's not sort of developed right up to it the way Chicago has. Chicago has, you know, an awful lot of density and a lot of attractions, but it's also – it's a tricky city to get around in. You know, this is sort of an easier place to get your hands around, an easier city to navigate, and to take advantage of all that we have. Takes less time, less money, and frankly, you know, I think, you know, we've got a lot of great people to enjoy while you're doing it.
And maybe there's a big question that needs to be asked. What are your expectations, given the political climate and the current state of the relationship between the state government and county and city mm-hmm. governments? What can you realistically hope to accomplish, given the what people would think of as roadblocks in your way?
Well, we have obviously it's a tough budget condition, but I've talked to and met with the governor probably a half a dozen times since I've been in office, and every meeting is about how can we work together to achieve the goals that we both share. I mean, one thing everybody agrees on is the importance of creating jobs. That's been a high priority for everybody appropriately. And I regularly point out, and I don't think anyone disagrees with this, the single best place to do that in the state of Wisconsin is in Milwaukee County. This is the densest population, the biggest and most scalable infrastructure to create jobs. We want to be a partner in that, and anything we can do together. And I've had a very receptive response from the governor, and we've talked about when they're restructuring the Commerce Department and when they have a point person for Milwaukee. I want to make sure we're able to coordinate our efforts and work closely together with them, with the MMAC, with the M7. I think there's huge opportunities.
Chris Abley, thanks.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Chris Abley is the Milwaukee County Executive. He was elected in April to fill out the last year of the term vacated by now Governor Scott Walker. He spoke with us as part of our series called Project Milwaukee, Southern Connections. You can find a link to all our Project Milwaukee interviews and news stories at WUWM.com/Project Milwaukee. Keep listening. Up next, a little something different. Our Travelers Roundtable segment comes your way when we return with more of Lake Effect on WUWM.